complete madness out there. But they.
That is crazy.
Well, this is going to call to order our FAR committee meeting. So this is my first committee meeting and my first one as a chair. So I'm honored to be sitting here, and especially working with our FAR department. So our second item, I need approval of the minutes from the June 1st, 2021 meeting. So moved.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor? Aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? All right. Has been approved. Item number three is public comments. Do we have anyone here that wants to make public comment? Love to hear from you. Seeing none, we'll move on. And before I move on to number four, Chief, I want to thank you and your staff for your holiday gathering and award ceremony last night and being part of that. It's just great seeing all the folks recognized, and food was great, so thank you very much for that. So item number four is the announcement of Mount Pleasant Fire Department's reaccreditation by the Commission of Fire Accreditation International. Chief, I'm assuming that's you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Last month, we were awarded our fifth accreditation from the Commission on Fire Accreditation International. 2001 was our first accreditation. We were actually the first fire department in the state to become accredited. So it's been part of our culture for a while now. As you see there, 2006, 2011, 2016, and 2021 are our reaccreditation dates. And it's a pretty exclusive club, if you will. There's only 291 agencies worldwide that have achieved that. And we're one of the few that's actually reaccredited for a fifth time. We got in the process early when it first started, and we've stuck with it over the years. A lot of departments haven't made that commitment to stay with it. So having a fifth time is pretty rare, and they were excited. The commission was excited to see a fifth time agency, and then really encouraged us to go for that sixth accreditation in another 5 years. So this is kind of how the process breaks out. It's a lot of work on our end. It's a lot of data gathering, self-assessment, community risk, strategic planning. But those things really help us draw everything to a center point, help us focus on what we've done, what we're doing, and then really what we want to do in the future. So a big portion of that is just us going through this documentation process. But what I feel is one of the most beneficial things is that on-site peer assessment team, and then even the commission hearing. So the on-site peer assessment team, it's firefighters, fire chiefs from all over the country. Here's the list that we had. We had a really great team. I think one of the best teams we've had in the 20-year process. They're on site to verify and validate what we do. And we learn a lot from them. They learn from us. And they, at the end of it, give us a list of recommendations they want to see us work toward in the next 5 years. So we're going to take that list of recommendations and kind of put it on a five-year timeline and see, okay, which ones do we want to go for? Which ones can we accomplish quickly? So that's really where I feel the best part of the process comes, is that peer assessment from your local or your people from your area. You know, we have Florida, Georgia, Illinois, and that's where that benefit comes from. So we're really excited that we were able to do it a fifth time. Support of you, support of Mr. DeMora, we're able to push that through, and our team at the fire department works incredibly hard to get this. It's not just a staff thing. It's all the levels down, all of our specialty teams, wildland, marine. The peer assessors come in and they talk to all of those folks and, again, verify and validate that we do what we say we do. So at the end of it, they realize that we absolutely do that, made the recommendation to the commission, and the commission voted to give us our reaccreditation. So we wanted to announce that to you. Thank you for our support, or your support, and move forward with it.
Well, congratulations. Well deserved. Anyone have any questions or comments for Chief?
Yeah, go ahead, Brent.
I just with the peer review team, I always found that I think the accreditation piece, the biggest piece you get out of it is a peer review, whether education, don't you think so, Jake? Going through any of those. Do we have any of our members that belong to that?
We do. So Chief Olivarius and myself are peer reviewers.
Nice.
Chief Olivarius has been on multiple site trips. He's been Georgia, California. And then the goal of continuous improvement and then really making this an organizational-wide thing is to bring up some of those younger people, mm-hmm. and get them to be peer assessors as well. So one of the team leader actually recommended that we host a class in Mount Pleasant. He thought our facility was wonderful and our hospitality, and he said he really encouraged us to host the class here regionally to try to get some more peer assessors. So it's definitely a goal of ours to reach down into our organization and find that next generation that wants to be peer assessors.
It's like you never learn anything as well as after you teach it. Like you teach something,
yes,
and so that's really cool. No, I'm proud of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, I want to say congratulations. First of all, how much area publicity have we gotten on this? I mean, have we put anything out, press release, to let our citizens know?
Yes, sir.
What a great job y'all do.
Yes, sir. I was working with Martine last week, and we're putting together an article and getting some pictures together to put some out to the media. Yes, sir.
Great. And then in terms of our fire ratings, does this help us with our fire ratings?
No, sir, not necessarily. Now, you're speaking of ISO, which
yes.
A few years ago we went from a 3 to a 2.
Yes.
And we're coming to that point now where we're probably due for another assessment. Now, I will say it doesn't directly tie to it, but a lot of these recommendations, a lot of things that we've worked towards from the previous site assessments do help us become a better fire department, and in turn could help us with our ISO rating. So some of the things we've implemented, like increased staffing that is in our strategic plan, does factor into that fire rating. So in an indirect way, yes, sir, it would.
Great. Thank you.
Of course. I'm new to the committee. Can you remind me what the fire rating is? Is that a really hard, complicated question?
No, ma'am. So the insurance services organization comes in and assesses our ability to put out fire, if you will. So they look at our hydrant system, they look at our deployment model of where trucks are placed, and from there they give us a numerical score between 1 and 10, 10 being the worst, 1 being the best. We moved from a 3 to a 2 in 2017.
Wow.
So we're getting close to that 1. That's our goal. And in theory, insurance companies use that rating to determine what a homeowner should pay for insurance.
Okay.
Now, a lot of insurance companies are moving away from that ISO rating, but it's definitely something that kind of helps us gauge where we are and where can we improve. So I'm thinking in the next year at the most we'll probably have another assessment, and they'll be in sight to give us another rating, and hopefully we can push toward that 1.
Thank you.
Mr. Miller, do you have anything, sir?
I'll just echo my other committee members' comments on how great this is. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, Chief, I do have a question. Again, congratulations to your team for doing such a great job. I'm very familiar with reaccreditations and accreditation, how much work you put into it, a lot of pride. And I know with our reaccreditations, there would come out recommendations, whether it be for equipment or training. Did you get any specific recommendations or things that this committee should know about or could assist you with?
Yes, sir. So we actually got 28 recommendations that they gave us. And they mentioned that being that it's our fifth cycle, that they really try to get down in the weeds and help us as much as possible. So I'll put those together in a spreadsheet, and I'll share those with y'all.
Fantastic. Thank you. Anyone else? All right. Chief, I guess you're number 5 as well, review of annual strategic goals.
Absolutely. So yeah, I just wanted to update y'all on our strategic plan. It's currently a 2019 to 2023 plan. It had 46 tactical objectives in there, and we've currently completed 22 of those 46 objectives. COVID slowed us down a little bit on some of these things, but in that 22 are some really big things like staffing and stuff that we've pushed towards. So we're in a good position to get it completed by the 2023. But we've even talked about maybe moving the process up a little bit and starting this year, not waiting until next year to do it, kind of getting that process now and seeing what has changed in the strategic plan. Maybe there's some things that over the past 3 years that have changed a little bit and we need to look at some new things. So we're in a good position to get that strategic plan finished, but also looking at the future and what we need to do for the upcoming one. Here, in my mind, our biggest goals for the next 6 months in 2022. So we're getting ready to conduct our first internal recruit school in probably 20 years. Historically, we relied on the fire academy or even local departments to help us with our recruits. And they've been great. They're great partners. They do a great training. But the one piece that we miss is that we don't get to build in that Mount Pleasant culture. Every department's a little bit different. So having them on site with our instructors, we get to build in that culture that we want them to have as the Mount Pleasant Fire Department. So we currently have 12 recruits starting in January. Our training cadre has been working tirelessly to get the agendas and the training and the props and everything set up, and we really do think it's going to be a great step forward in what we want to see in the future of how we train our recruits. So that's a six-month process in itself. We also have a new report management software coming out that's going countywide for the fire departments. This is really going to help us with data processing, and accreditation is big on data and metrics and things. So this is really going to help us pull some of that out. It's going to help us do better inspections and just gather all those things together in one place. So that's a large project we're working on. And then developing a community risk assessment tool, working with our GIS to pull in all the data we can, hydrants and pre-plans, building construction, so that that incident commander on the scene has it all at his or her fingertips to be able to have that community risk assessment tool, figure out which buildings have specific hazards that we need to address. So working with GIS on that. Like we talked about a minute ago, Mr. Chairman, those peer recommendations, coming up with a timeline for those and how we accomplish those in the next 5 years. And then that automatic aid trial period, which we're going to be talking about in the next item, but really pushing with your approval to get that implemented by July. And that's all I have for that. Unless you have any questions.
Anybody have any questions or comments for Chief?
No, sir.
I just have just another comment. Talking about culture, I could see some of that culture last night at the awards banquet, and super impressed by it. And I don't know if you, Jake, you weren't there, but their rookie, is it called a fireman woman or a firewoman? Do you say firewoman?
Firefighter.
Yeah, so they had the rookie firefighter of the year was this young woman, and you could tell that she was super moved by the award, and everybody was so happy for her. And you get a sense of culture during events like that, and I think you guys are doing a great thing.
Yeah, thank you. And that's, I mean, you're exactly right. Building in what we want our firefighters to be in our own recruit school, we think it's going to be a huge thing just to drive our culture forward.
Thank you.
I did have one small question. So with all of the department restructures over the past year, I know there's been a lot of work with building inspections and permit processes and things to kind of streamline those things for businesses. How does the fire inspections fit into that? And do you feel like that has been streamlined along with some of these planning items? Or do you feel like that could be an area for improvement?
Yeah, thank you. So our fire marshal is part of that process. He's part of the review process for fire sprinklers, egress, things of that nature. And I do feel it's gotten a lot better over the past year, 2 years of kind of including him in that whole process and him working with everybody on the front end. Several years ago, it was kind of segmented and we struggled with, you know, this department would miss this set of plans just in the whole planning process. But now they brought it all under kind of one planning group. And speaking with him, it's a lot better. Now, there's some areas I think we can kind of clean it up, but just he works really well with all the building inspectors, and they have a great relationship. So we're looking for ways to improve, but I really do think they've made leaps and bounds over the past several years and kind of just taking it all under one roof.
Okay. All right. And there was nothing specific. I just know that I've heard a lot of feedback over the last couple of years about just all of it, and it wasn't fire specific, so I just wanted to ask if y'all were definitely included in all of those sort of discussions.
Yes, sir, we are.
Okay.
Thank you.
And Chief, one question with your recruit school. Will this certify your firefighters, or will they still have to go through something with the fire academy to get their certifications, or will that be accomplished in-house?
Yeah, so we're lucky that the fire academy allows us to teach their curriculum on site. So it's through the fire academy, it's through their guidance, and it meets their criteria to become fully certified firefighters. So they won't have to go anywhere else. We can do it all here.
It's outstanding. That'll help you get your folks in the stations a lot quicker, I would think, too.
Yes, sir.
Good work. Anybody else? Yeah. All right, hearing none, let's go to discussion and possible action with regard to automatic aid response.
Thank you, sir. So this is something that we've obviously talked about several times, and it really comes down to a timing issue. We have changed kind of our operational model over the past several years to match what the city of Charleston and others have done with their standard operating guidelines, with their deployment models. So it's really been, it hasn't been that we've delayed this process, it's been that it just takes so many steps to make sure that we're on the same page with these other departments before we make the jump into auto aid. But we feel at this point, we're really in a position where we want to do a trial. We want to see what it's like. We've investigated, and I believe the only way to really see what it, how it impacts us and how it impacts the other communities is just to do it at an operational level. So we met with our VCs, our battalion chiefs, a couple of weeks ago, and they gave us a list of things that they really want to get accomplished before we make this. And most of them are training and relationships, and they've already started that with the city of Charleston and meeting with their battalion chiefs and their line staff. So over the next 6 months, we're going to continue that process. I'm also working with legal to get an agreement drafted for your approval. But we really do feel we're in a good position now. We meet with the other chiefs frequently, and we feel that's something that can benefit Mount Pleasant as a whole. The difference in mutual automatic aid, which I think we've talked about before, currently we have mutual aid with most of the departments. That's a request type thing. Automatic aid happens automatically through the dispatch center. It is in our strategic plan, and as you're aware, currently we're kind of surrounded at 3 points with the city of Charleston. So we feel that there's multiple times where, specifically on the south end here, if we have a fire, we're stripping pretty much our entire jurisdiction from Dunes West, Carolina Park, all coming this way to meet our deployment model of how many engines, ladders, personnel we need. Being in this agreement, the city of Charleston or others could send people to us and leave those units in place for Mount Pleasant. So Dunes West would still be covered. Carolina Park would still be covered. Currently, we call other fire departments in to cover those stations, but we believe we can stay in place, allow the other departments to fill in some of these areas. It'll actually help our deployment model and help our ability to maintain coverage while these large fires are happening. Here's kind of one example of a call that may happen. This is Station 3 right here on Mathis Ferry Road, just using their address. If there was a commercial structure fire there, that's 4 engines and 2 ladder trucks. As you can see, with that proximity to the city, we'd be actually getting an engine and a ladder from the city for that address and leaving some of our units in place, like we've said before. So that close proximity, we really feel that it's going to be a beneficial relationship for us and them, but that's why it's a trial period. If it's something that doesn't work for Mount Pleasant, it doesn't benefit the citizens, then we'll definitely readdress it. But just kind of updating you on that, that you'll probably be seeing an agreement in the next couple of months if it's something that you want to move forward with, and we'll, the report management software that we talked about earlier really help us gather some of this data so that we can constantly report back to you that, hey, this is working, here's why, or hey, here's some issues that we've had, so that you're consistently abreast of how this is affecting Mount Pleasant as a whole.
Gotcha. Mr. DeBoer, a question for you, sir. Do you need action from this committee to allow Chief to explore this and do the research he's doing now?
No, sir. I think we're fine. We just wanted to be sure you were aware of it and know that when it's time to conduct this trial, that we were going to go ahead and do that.
Okay. Any questions or comments? Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to commend the chief for moving on this, because the last committee, there were some questions raised, and I felt good about what we were doing between us and Sullivan's Island at the time. But not only will we have that if this moves forward and as it moves forward, but we'll have the ability to do better maybe up in the northern part of the town, in Park West and Dunes West, because of the proximity of stations in Canehoy helping us, as well as in areas adjacent to Isle of Palms. And I really think this is the way to go. And I don't know if anything was said in the accreditation program, but I would expect so. I expect that they suggested moving ahead with this. So we're really doing several things, and it's going to really help our citizens feel more protected, I think.
Yes, sir. Do you have any comments or questions for the chief?
I guess, and y'all are the experts. I certainly acknowledge that. My only, not really concern, but just kind of thought with all of these aids, whether it's automatic or mutual, is just, you know, constantly kind of analyzing whether we're getting the benefit we think we are from it and not just giving in making up shortcomings in other departments in other areas, you know? So I'm guessing that that is part of this review, is how often we went there versus how often they came here, all of that kind of thing.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and that's one of the big things that we want to see, that one, we're not a drain on their system, but also that our system is not currently or consistently being drained as well, that it's really mutually beneficial for all of us. So, and how can we adjust to make it better, or what things may go into that? So, yes, sir, that is a huge part of the analysis of this.
Okay.
What else? Chief, I'm assuming you all have trained together or will continue to train together. It's always something we have. I think it's very unique here in the Lowcountry, the way police departments, fire departments have all trained together. So that's something y'all are, I think I saw some posted recently where there was some mutual training going on, which is incredible. Do you know how many agencies might be involved in your test run?
So currently there's 5 under this automatic aid agreement: the City of Charleston, North Charleston, St. John's, St. Andrews, and James Island. Now, some of those outlying departments, we likely won't be called over there. Now, if the City of Charleston is called to St. John's, we may backfill a station in the City of Charleston, but we do that now through the mutual aid agreement. So it's currently 5, and as Mr. Chapman mentioned, we are talking to Isle of Palms now. They want to improve their fire department. They have an interim chief now, but at some point soon they'll have a new chief coming in. So we really want to talk to them about how we can improve our relationship. Now, we have a great relationship, but how we can continue to grow and support each other. So we're looking at kind of all sides of our boundaries of Mount Pleasant. But those will be the initial 5 that we'd enter into an automatic aid agreement with.
You know, there are all those, I believe they may be, are all under consolidated dispatch already?
Yes, sir.
That's what I thought of when I heard the names. Well, very good.
And that also kind of helps with that analysis piece, as you know, that they can pull that data and they can kind of analyze all the departments and have access to things that we can't see on our end.
Very good. Look forward to hearing more about it and supporting you on it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That's the last of our agenda, so I think now we'll just adjourn. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
Thanks, sir. Thank you,
Chief. Watch.